Today's daf is daf nun vav. So I assume you guys got four lines down, the two dots. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay, beautiful. Mara says, quote from the Mishnah of Eino, Osa Yai Nesach Adshi Yara Labor. The Mishnah said that the Yai Nesach does not become, or Yain doesn't become Yai Nesach until it goes down into the bor. The way it works was the gas was the area where they pressed the wine, and from the wine press it would go drip down into the bor. Once it got to the pit, so then at that point it would be considered Yai Nesach. Says if a non-Jew was, of course, involved in the process. So Gemara challenges this stage and says, we're not sure, but Hatani, the Braita tells us otherwise, that Mishiyakape, what does Mishiyakape mean? Rashi says, narrow lines down in Rashi, Yai Mishiyakape, Havi Gemar Malacha, Linyan Meiser, Leosar Bo, Shtias Arrive. So Lacha, when it comes to Meiser, is that a farmer is allowed to eat snacks of the fruit until it becomes to a certain point. Once it gets to a certain point, and there's a chiv now of meiser, you can't eat achias arai anymore. And that point is mishia kape, when the fruit gets to mishia kape. What's mishia kape? So Rashi explains further, mishia kape is lashon tzaf. When it begins to float, kamo, it brings a gemara, kafa tohoma minasecha sukkah. Kaf means to float, tzaf means to float. She tzafin hachart sonim al hayayin kishu nach babor. When you put all the wine and all the grapes and the seeds and the peels all go down to the bor, after time things begin to float and separate from each other, the wine drops to the bottom, and then the peel seems to float on the top. So when it gets to Miyakap, but things begin to float and settle down, that's the point you're chayiv and meiser. So the Gemara thinks at this stage, the halacha should apply as well. Mishiyakapa should be the time when it becomes Yai Nesach after that Gemara Malacha, after it's been completed. Not when it goes down to the bor immediately, but after letting it settle for a couple of hours, let's say. At that point is the Isser of Yai Nesach. So the Gemara says, Lokash Amarava Lokasha Ha Rebbe Akiva Harabanan. It's a machlokas tanoim. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Yain Mishayera Labor, Rabbi Akiva Omer Mishiyakape. Granted, Rabbi Akiva is the one who holds when things begin to settle and float to the top. That's the stage in which you're chayiv in Meiser and also Isser Yai Nesach. But Chacham argue and say, no, the moment it falls to the bor, that's enough of part of the process to create already Yai Nesach and also a chayiv Meiser. Mar now says, Iboy Lahu, Kipoy debor or kipoy dechavis. Within the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, who says mishiyakape, so is referring to when it gets to the bor, this big bor where all the wine settles in, and then it floats, or only when they transport it to a chavis, some type of barrel, and then you let it settle, is that the point in time when there's a chiv? So the Gemara says, Tashma, the Tani, the Braisa teaches us, the yain mishiyakape, afa pi shekafa, kolat minagas, helyona, Uminatsinor Vishosa. What's going on here? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Afa Pisha Kafa. So again, the Brisa says, the Yayin, once the wine began to settle and the peels flowed to the top. So the Brisa says, Afa Pisha Kafa, even though your Kafa Mashababor, even though that which was in the pit began to settle and float to the top, Kolet Minagas Hel Yona Vishosa, you could still take from the above part of the gas and drink. Sheoso Shelo Yever Labor Lo Nigmar Malachto. That which has not fallen yet to the bor is not yet Gmar Malachto. So meaning what happened was you have a gas. The gas underneath the wine press, all the wine would drip off the wine press to a little pit below him. From that pit, that's called the gas really, then the gas would go down to the bor. So anything, even though things went down to the bor and the bor started to settle, so anything remaining in the gas still in the wine press on the top, which hasn't yet made its way down to the bor yet, if it's still in the gas El Yona, they're allowed to drink it because the melacha hasn't been finished yet. Rashi says further, Minatsinor, which is a little pipe, the tube, it would go down from the gas to the bor. Rashi explains, Makum derech marzev, a little gutter, hamakaleach hayayin lebor, that would send the wine down from the gas into the bor. So that the lach is, you're allowed to take from that gas el yona. So how does this bring a proof? We're trying to bring a proof, whether we're talking about kippah from the bor, kippah from the chavis. So it's clear from here, the Gemara says, Shema mina kippur debor, kamrina shema mina. We're referring to the stage of the bor. Because if we're referring to the stage of the chavis, so then there shouldn't be anything left in the gas. I mean, the process is you have a gas, the gas el yona. And then it goes from there to the bor. And then after everything's settled on the bor, you transport it to the chavis. So when it says yikape here, if it's referring to yikape in the braisa of the chavis, well then there's nothing left in the gas el yona anymore. It's a completely different stage. There's nothing to take up. But if you're talking about kipoy of the boar, so then as the wine's trickling down into the boar, there still will be some wine remaining in the gas, which the Bais is referring to. That wine and the gas you are able to take. So that's what Rashi clearly says here when he says, Shema mina, kipoy de boar kamar, midikatani viapa pi she kafa, call it minagas, even though kafa, even though in the boar it's already settled, you could be kulit, you could grab wine from the gas elyona. The bechavios, if referring to the settling that takes place in the actual barrels, ma'anyanel etel gas. We're not talking about nothing should be left in the gas anymore. Again, we don't move anything to the chavios yet until everything's left the gas to the boar. Once all the gas, wine, the gas fell to the boar, only at that point do we start talking about the chavios. If we're talking about the kipoy in the chavios, there shouldn't be anything left over in the gas. So the fact that we're still talking about the gas tells us that we're concerned with the kipoy that takes place in the boar, not the kipoy that takes place in the chavios. Marna asks the question, Vahatani, the Braisa tells us that Rav Zvid, B'debei Rabbi Yoshaya, Yain Mishayered Lebor, V'yekape, when the wine falls to the boar, at that point it begins to settle. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Mishayishla B'chavios. What Mishayishla B'chavios mean? Rashi explains, Mishayishla Chavios, Lashon Hashola Dogim Minayam. When a person grabs fish from the water, Mishayishla, says Rashi, is Hayayim Minabor, Linasein B'chavios. It's talking about a stage when you begin to scoop up, ladle up the wine that's in the boar and to start transporting it to the chavios. So this is a different stage. Above, we said, according to Rabbi Akiva, again, there's a few stages. There's the gas, there's now the boar, then there's the mishiyakapeha boar, and then there's the transporting from the boar to the chavios after it's settled. So before we said, Rabbi Akiva said, once the wine settled in the boar, that's when you're chayiv, yai, nesach, and meiser. But now the Gemara is saying, no, it's a stage afterwards where you're beginning to transport it. Mishayishla, we're trying to pull out the wine from the settled boar into the chavios. So there's a stira within Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara answers, Tirtza Nami Lach Kamaisa. So let's change that first brice around to make everything consistent and explain Hachi. Yain Mishayered Labor V'yikape. That's the Tanakama. And Rabbi Akiva Omer says now, Mishayishla B'chavios. So we're changing what he said before. Even though initially the brice quoted Rabbi Akiva saying that he was talking about, what was that line? He said, Mishayikape, which now saying Rabbi Akiva holds, it's really Mishayishla B'chavios. In order to make everything consistent, it's when you start taking the wine from the boar, that's when there's the Chiyamaiser kicks in. So then the Gemara says, Ve'el, the last three lines of the Amud here, Ve'el Masnisin, the Katani, the Mishnah, which says, Eino Ose Yai Nesach Ad Sheyere Labor, Le'ma Tlasa Tanahi. So if we're saying this Brisa now says there are two opinions. We just fixed the Brisa saying Tanakama holds when it goes to the boar via kape, when it settles. Rabbi Akiva says a stage later, which is Mishayishla. But now our Mishnah itself, by Yai Nesach, says that there's a third of day when it simply falls to the boar. Yair Labor is stage one. So at this point right now, the Gemara seems to think that the lachas of Meiser and the lachas of Yai Nesach are exactly the same. So the Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva are referring to Meiser. Our mission is referring to Yai Nesach. So you have three different shitas. Our mission again says, Mishayir Labor, this is an Isser Yai Nesach, which would be the same halacha by Meiser. Our new Brisa, now that we've changed it, says, Tanakama holds when it goes to the boar via kape, that's opinion two. And then Rabbi Akiva says, Mishayishla, when you remove it from the boar. These are three different opinions with regards to Yai Nesach and with regards to Meiser. So the Gemara says, Tanahi, the Gemara says, love, not true. There are not three opinions here. Shiny Yai Nesach, Dachmiri Bei Rabbanim. Really, when it comes to Meiser, there are only two opinions. It's either Rabbi Kiva or Chachamim, either it's Mishayikpe, Yikape, or it's Mishayishla. When it comes to Yai Nesach, it's there's one daya here, and that's a chumrah that even the prior stage, simply when the wine begins to go into the boar, that is already when it kicks in the Isser of Yai Nesach. But when it comes to Meiser, it's a stage later, either Mikape, according to Tanakama, or Mishayishla, according to the Chachamim. Okay, the Gemara now says in the very top of Nun Vav Amud Beis, again, a very short daf here, Gemara says, Ulurava de lo shiny lay. So Rava doesn't hold such a distinction. How do they know Rava doesn't hold this way? Because Rashi explains on the top of Amud Beis here, Ula Rabba de lo shani lei mide osvinu leel meiser miyai nesach. He's the one who initially posed the question. How could it be when the Mishnah says by yai nesach, that's Misha Yared. Then the Brisa says by meiser, it's Misha Yikaper. So the very fact that he asked the question seemed that he thought the halachas of yai nesach and meiser are equal. So must be according to him, the Gemara says, Olurava de lo shani le, he doesn't distinguish between yai nesach and meiser sheni from the fact that he asked the question, meiser rather, from the fact that he asked the question, he has to hold mokim le betlasa tonight. There are three different opinions. Our Mishnah here of Avodah Zarah, which says, Misha yeri labor for yai nesach, is the same halacha for meiser, Misha yeri labor. The Braisa that holds a Chacham say Mishayeri Labor V'yikape is opinion two, and then Rabbi Kiva holds it's Mishayishla Minhabor, that's opinion three. Again, three opinions with regards to Yai Nesach and Meiser. Okay, Gemara now says two lines down, the two dots, Mashi Bebor Aser Vashar Mutter. So whatever fell to the boar, the Mishnah told us, Yair Labor is Aser, but everything that hasn't yet made its way to the boar, that's still in the gas, that's still hovering up in the wine press, that's still considered Mutter. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Amar Rav Huna rather, Lo Shanu Ela Shelo Hichser Gargusani Lagas. It's only true if you haven't returned the basket yet to the gas. We'll explain what that means in just a second. Aval Hichser Gargusani Lagas, it's Aser. So look at Rashi to explain what's going on here. Rashi says, four lines down, Gargusani, hu sal gadol shekashel v'tzinor. It's a large basket that was connected to the tube, to the pipes. V'hayayin yored min ha-tzinor l'tocho. So the way it worked was you have the gas, and then there's a little tube. I don't know if you've seen this in Israel, some of these. I remember, it's been a while. But this gas, and there's like a little stone gutter that sends its way down to the bore. But along that gutter, the bottom of the gutter, before it makes its way into the boar, there's a big basket, like a sifter. It's a sieve. So the wine's going to pass through this big basket with their holes in it. And what's the point? Rashi explains here. It goes down this pipe into the basket. Now from this basket, it begins to trickle down into the boar below. In order to sift it from all the seed, the pits, and the peels, so only the wine falls through. So what's going on here? So it's only true, again, that the gas is still mutter. The gas is up here. We're saying that whatever is in the boar is usher, shar is mutter, but the rest is mutter. So the Gemara says it's only true if you haven't returned the gargusani back to the gas. But once you return the gargusani back to the gas, then even the gas on top is going to be usher. Why? Because now once the gargusani touches the boar, because the wine is dripping down to the boar, we'll see in a second why that's usher, and now there's wine that's usher in the gargusani, you return the basket, I don't know why you would do this necessarily, but once one would return the big basket to the gas, and the big basket has yai nesach in it, now the whole gas is contaminated with yai nesach. The Gemara wants to know, Gargusani gufa b'may kum es asre. How come the Gargusani is asr? We know why the boar is asr, because since everything trickled down, and that was a maisa of some type of yai nesach, an action of pouring, so the boar is asr. But why is that Gargusani itself asr? It's not the boar itself. Again, Gargusani gufa b'may kum mitasra. In with what way, how is there this big basket asr? Gemara explains benitzuk. What's nitzuk? Nitzuk shmamina nitzuk chibur. Is this telling me that nitzuk is chibur? So Rashi explains here three narrow lines down. Benitzuk kilua chayored megargusani labor umechaber hagargusani leyain nesech shebabor. When you pour something, so now it's very relevant in terms of basav chav as well. Let's say you have a milk pot and there's a fleishik pot here, and you pour the milk pot into the fleishik. If there's a connection, the kiluach, that stream of water connects the two of them, you don't drop it and then end it. There's a connection, the water's flowing, that's connecting the meat back to the milk and the milk back to the meat. So now I've had this gargusani, this big basket, and a lot of wine's coming through it. So now wine is starting to flow out to the boar below, so now that boar is connecting that gargusani to that flow of wine. So since the boar, we already established, is yai nesach, and you have this flow of water, it connects back up to the gargusani to make the gargusani wine also usher. And when you move that big basket with some remaining yai nesach in it back to the gas, now the gas will also be usher. So the Gemara says, is it really coming to teach me that shmamina nitzuk chibur? They're really telling me that when you have this flow of water, it's really mechaber the gargusni to the bor itself. Is that really, really true? So the Gemara says, no, there can be another explanation. The Gemara says, really, kidei tani Rabbi Chiya, shepachsaso tzluchiso hachanami shepachsaso baro. Not because nitzuk is chibur, not because of a stream of wine is making a chibur between the gargusni and the bor, rather because something else is going on. What does it mean, pachsaso tzluchiso? So Rashi explains here, pachsaso tzluchiso, it's a sugya later on we're going to see, and shepachsaso boro means she nismale habor ad shegia hayayin v'tafach b'shulei hagargusni. What's going on here is, I don't know, gargusni, I guess I imagine was much higher up than the boar, but apparently it's not so far off. You have the pipe here, the gargusni, the basket right below here, and right below that is the boar. There's not so much of a space between the bottom of the basket and the boar. But over time, the boar is going to get filled up with wine that's going to bubble over, and when it bubbles over, it's going to then touch the gargusni. Not because of the stream of wine, because the overflow is going to now submerge the gargusni in it as well, and that's what's going to make it usher. It mamish touches the boar, as opposed to the nitzuk. We're not making any assumptions about the nitzuk, but simply the wine overflowing and then contaminating the gargusni. So now the gargusni has the ayin nesach in it. When you transport it back to the gas el yona, so then at that point everyone will agree the gas el yona will be usher because of the ayin nesach as well. Look at Tosas Yer Maskel Aval. Tosas asks, Aval im hichser gargusni le gas usher. If you return that big basket to the gas, even the gas becomes usher. So perish af mashe begas mipnei tipos hayayin shebegargusni hamisarev begas, because the drips of wine that are remaining in the basket are now going to be mixed together with the gas el yona, and all the gas el yona is going to be yayin nesach. So he asks a very basic question. Vim tomar valo mistama, we could assume yesh begas yosemishishim mitipas yayin hagugusni. There's a concept of a bottle b'shishim. If I've got, let's say, for example, little drops of milk fall into my chillin pot, so in my stomach, you could assume the chillin pot has a lot more meat and chillin together than there's the milk drips of milk. And therefore, if there's 60 times chillin as there is to the milk, we apply bittul b'shishim. So here as well, if I've got a little drop, we're not talking about the basket had holes in it. How much could a basket hold if there's so many holes in it? It was a sifter. You take out a sifter, you know, with noodles, and there's a little water left, not much water could remain there because there are holes all over the basket. So you have little drips of wine. And I put that back into the gas. Those drips of wine will be bottled, b'shishim, because the gas is a huge amount of wine that are there. So he asks the question, why don't we say bittul b'shishim when it comes to the gargusni? So Tosa ends up answering here. There's a few different answers. I want to get to the most basic one. You go to Tosos, three narrow lines up. It says, Od yesh lomar. Demayri hacha kagon sheyesh har b'yayin b'yachad b'gas havale min b'mino b'mashu v'afilu l'rava asr. So there's a discussion here what the status is of old wine and new wine. There's something in halacha, min b'mino l'bato. When we say bittul b'shishim is min b'shalom mino. Meat and milk are two different minim. So then the meat can be mevatel something that's not its type, milk. But if it's two different things, let's say you have milk and milk. Let's say there's treif milk and then there's kosher milk mixed together. You can't apply bittul b'shishim. Min b'mino l'bato. So a small amount of a treif milk will ruin the entire kosher milk. So here as well, part of the question was assuming that the wine in the gargusni is the same exact wine in the gas. And therefore, min b'mino l'bato, that's the explanation. Meaning the assumption initially was that there are two different minim. One was referring to new wine, one was referring to old wine, and you should say min b'shalomino, you apply bittul b'shishim. What Tosa ends up answering is that the wine that's in the gargusni, the same exact wine that's in the gas el yona, it becomes min b'mino, and min b'mino l'bato afilu b'shishim. Okay, the Gemara now says around halfway down the page here, the Gemara quotes a little maisa here. Hahu yanuka detana avodas kochavim b'shis shani. There's a certain prodigy child that learned all of sugyas of avodas zara when he was only 6 years old, and they wanted to ask him a question. Before he asked the question, the Chassam Sofer wants to know who cares how old he is. What's the significance of telling us about such a young prodigy? So he explains, because we're going to see on tomorrow's daf that they asked even a young child of Nachri. A Nachri, even a Nachri, a Tinok Ben Yom Echad, who touches a Yayin, will be considered the Stam Yenom. That will be Yayin Nesach. You can't have it. What's a young child, a newborn, going to do to contaminate it? So the Chassam Sofer says, we see from the Sugi here that a 6-year-old boy is capable of learning Sugis of Avodah Zarah in a Jew. That means a non-Jewish boy also could also know what he's doing and do Avodah Zarah. So once you say that a katan is capable of doing Avodah Zarah, we don't want to distinguish between young and old, different ages. So once we ask any young child, because he might know Avodah Zarah, we ask all ages, even going as young as a one-day-old. So that's the significance according to the Chasam Sofer. So the Gemara now says, what was the Maisa? So again, Ahu Yanuka, a young child, the Tanu Avodas Kochavim Beshis Shana. He knew all the sugyas of Avodah Zarah after 6 years old. So Baimune, the base medrash, asked him the following question. Mahu Lidroch Im Ha'Oved Kochavim Begas. Is a person, a yid, able to participate with a non-Jew in pressing the wine in a gas? Is that something that's permitted? And he's going to get hired for this. Could he get hired? Could he make money? Because the non-Jew's involvement in the gas is going to ultimately make the Yai Nesech that falls into the boar usr. And you can't get hana from Yai Nesech, so maybe he shouldn't be able to get paid for creating Yai Nesech, because now it's he's getting schar from Yai Nesech. Is that going to be permitted? And the Gemara says that no, Amar Lahu, Dorchin im Ha'oved Kochavim Begas. He just said, didn't explain why, one's allowed to. Why is it allowed? How is it allowed? Isn't there chashash of there being Yai Nesech? So they ask him, Vaha Kamanasech B'yadeh, aren't we concerned that while he's pressing the wine, he's going to move and shake the wine a little bit and do Yai Nesech? And Rashi explains here, Vaha Kamanasech B'yadeh. Umishna Achrona, we learned yesterday's daf, Katani Chazulomar, Ripaskin, Ein Dorchen, the Sirle, Karavhuna, Shidimishahishil, Limoshech, Havayayin. The moment it begins to pour down, going from the gas, dripping into the gas, that's ready a Yai Nesech. So if his involvement in the wine press, he's pressing the wine, the grapes and creating wine, isn't that going to be Yai Nesech? So how could you be involved with him and take money from the Yai Nesech? That's the Isser Hana. So he answers saying, no. It's a situation where he tied his hands together. So non-Jewish workers' hands were tied together. He wasn't using his hands, he was using his feet to press the wine. So there's no chashash of Yai Nesach, that's why you're allowed to. But ain't a chanami. If he didn't have his hands tied, you wouldn't be able to participate, you wouldn't be able to collect money for this. Gemara says, Baha kamanasech biregel. But isn't he going to do nisach and do some type of avodah zarah with his legs as he's pressing the wine together, the grapes together? The Gemara says, no, nisach deregel lo shmei nisach. Nisach, a person tries to pour with his legs, do some type of nisach yayin, that's not going to work. Why not? So according to the Ravid, ein derech avodah bakach. No one pours a wine with their feet to avodah zarah, ein derech bakach. But according to the Rashi argues, it says, no. The reason why not, because he doesn't have kavana. His kavana here is to press the wine. His kavana isn't to do nisach. But ein hachanami, according to the Rashi, if his kavana was to do nisach, that would be usur as well. So there's a big machlokas we've shown him, whether nisach beregel would ever be considered nisach or not. The Rashi holds, if there's kavana, it would be. The other Rishonim hold, no, it can never be, since it's ein derech bekach. So he ended up paskening that if his hands are tied together, you're allowed to. So the Gemara says, "Hahu uvda." There's a ma'isa dahavi ben Harda in the city of Harda. The dasha yisrael va'oved kochavim lahu chamra, that the non-Jews and Jews together would press the wine. They'd press the grapes to produce wine. So they asked the Shmuel, "What was the psak here? Are you allowed to? Could you collect the money on this?" So shaya Shmuel betlasa rigla. He waited three regalim in order to find out the answer. So the Rashi explains, what are the tlas regla here? Shehayu miskapsin l'shma drasha hilchos pesach v'pesach hilchos ataris ataris hilchos achag v'chag. He waited three Yamin Tovim. They would gather together before the Yamin Tovim to learn, and hopefully through the conversations with the Talmidei Chachamim, he'll be able to come to some clear answer. There is an interesting Rashi that appears in Maseches Yevamos, who quotes from the Tshuvas HaGaonim, that says these three regalim are not referring to the three regalim as we know them, but really referring to three different yartites of great gedolim. On the yartzeit of Adam Gadol, it was customary to have a yeshiva, set up a shop, a shir around the kever of that Adam Gadol. They'd go to the yartzeit, have a whole big hilula, and give a shir. So it'd be a big event. So he's hoping during these three different yartzeits in the year, he'd be able to figure out some halacha, what the psak was for this particular shiloh. So Gemara wants to know, my time, and what was the reason he was unsure whether or not this was permitted or whether this wasn't permitted. So the Gemara says, Elam, if it's because Mishum de Kasavar, because he held the Mishkachana, Tana de Aser, Kribinasan, Osrina Filibah Hana, if it's because he's trying to see if any Tana thinks it's Aser to get Hana, like Rabbi Nasan holds, look at Rashi and Tapir, If he could find a Tana that agrees to Rabbi Nassim, who holds that this yain is aser bana, simply b'maga shel ovid kochavim, simply with the non-Jew touching it, even though he didn't actually do yain nesach, he simply touched it. Who said that stam yainim, when they just touch it alone, will create an aser bana? The nisach lo havi aser bana eladai shichshach. When it comes to real yain nesach, only if you do some type of shaking, some type of moving, will that create an iser hana? Now Rabbi Nassim, the das yachid, he holds touching alone, even maga, without shichshach would be aser. So if it's because he was trying to find the Tana that may have agreed to Rabbi Nassim, and he should be aser, and he should be paskin l'chumra, if that's the case, the Tana, the Braisa tells us, where do we find Rabbi Nassim? Madado, if a person measures the wine, a non-Jew measures the wine, bein biyad, bein biregel, yimchar. If the non-Jew puts his hand in, he puts his foot in to measure it, he could sell it. Because maga alone doesn't create an iser according to the Tanakhama. You need a shichshach. Rabbi Nassim argues and says, omer biyad aser, biregel mutter. He says, using your hand would be aser, because maga alone creates an iser na, but using the regel is mutter. So the Gemara says, our shiloh apparently was a regel, meaning what? Ema the Amar Rabbi Nassim holds this way to aser bana when it comes to biyad. But biregel mi Amar, did he ever say with a regel alone? Our whole shiloh was with regards to the regel. Would he ever say a regel would create an iser na? So that couldn't be a shiloh. He knows that no one in the right mind would ever say that touching with the regel, maga biregel, would create an iser hana. So look at the top Tosas just for a second here. Tosas says, Dimash kachana tana de aser kribi nasan, tema. Ha'ikatana de basisin daf samach. We find the Mefurish mission that says like Rabbi Nassim. Dikatani, madadu bakan. If a person uses a reed to measure the amount of wine, yimchar, you should sell it. Mashma habiyad aser bana. Only if you're using a measuring tool. But if you're using your hand itself, it's master from that Misha that it would be aser bana. Just like Rabbi Nassim holds, maga biyad is aser bana. The Yeshlomar, the Tosa says, the masnisin dehuadin biyad shari bana. When the Mishnah says measuring with a kana is mutter, even measuring with a hand would also be mutter. Meaning we don't hold like Rabbi Nassim. Everyone holds maga is really mutter bana. V'hadikatani bekana. So how come then the Mishnah and Daf Samach said they gave the example of using a reed or a stick to measure? Why didn't they say even a yad would be mutter? Hainu mishum Rabbi Shimon deshar b'shtia v'lo shari el bekana. The Mishnah's concern wasn't to teach me what mutter bana or aser bana. The concern is what's mutter b'shtia, what's aser b'shtia, what's permitted for drinking. Meaning Rabbi Shimon holds in that Mishnah, Daf Samech, if you measure with a kana, then you're even allowed to drink it. But if you measure b'yad, even then Rabbi Shimon would agree it's aser to drink. Our question here in the Gemara is here in terms of hana. Rabbi Nassim the das yachid, that maga b'yad would create an iser hana. No one agrees to him. But in regards to regel, maga b'regel, everyone agrees that it would not create an iser hana. Even Rabbi Nassim would agree. So again, what was the whole suffix of Shmuel? So Gemara says, Shaila must have been, Ela, de'imashkechana tana deshari, ki Rabbi Shimon, isharia afilu b'shtia. He wanted to know if there was any opinion that holds, like Rabbi Shimon, that touching alone is permitted with drinking. That's what he was looking for. So that's what he was waiting for. He wasn't sure the Shaila, he wasn't sure how to paskin, and that's why he waited three regalim to figure out the psak. The Gemara doesn't tell us what he paskin in the end of the day, but the fact that it was a Shaila. Okay, we'll stop here. Pick up tomorrow.
Hi, Dave.